感谢主，我们能够一同来到主的面前来敬拜他。
So I give thanks to God for He has given us an opportunity to worship Him.
来这里以前下过雨。
And on the way I came here, it was raining heavily.
所以都能够把这些热的湿的空气能够凉爽下来。
And the good news is it expelled all the heat waves.
我们也求主的灵能够把灵雨降在我们
中间。And we also pray that God may rain down the Holy Spirit upon each one of us.
今天我跟弟兄姊妹分享交通的题目是摩西一个很奇特的祷告。
So tonight I would like to share with you a very special prayer that Moses made to God.
这一段的经文是从出埃及记三十三章这个十二节到二十三节。
So the sermon is based on Exodus chapter 33 from verse 12 to verse 23.
我把中英文都打出来。那么能够读中文的读中文，读英文读英文。
So you can read the Chinese and the English according to whatever is convenient to you.
来，摩西对耶和华说：“你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。”然后。十三节，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。求你想到这名是你的名，耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？耶和华对摩西说：“你这祈求我的，祈求的我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。”摩西说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”耶和华说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。”又说：“你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。”耶和华说：“看哪，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上，我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。”那么继续的，我们读三十四章第五到第八节。
Let's continue to read Exodus chapter 34.And verse 4 to verse 8.
第五节到第八节。
Verse 5 to verse 8.
好，耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。摩西急忙伏地下拜。这一段的圣经的背景，如果你读过出埃及记，你就知道。
So if you read the book of Exodus, you must know the background of this passage.
乃是摩西被神呼召上了西乃山。
That is Moses was called to climb up to the top of Mount Sinai.
领受神要赐给他的诫命、律法、典章。
And to receive the ordinance, the law, and from the God Himself.
当他还在山上要下山的时候，
So right before he was about to walk down the mountain,
却听见山下的老百这个以色列百姓在那里击鼓歌唱跳舞。
And heard the people, his people, at the bottom of the mountain was dancing and singing loudly.
百姓在山下在拜一只金牛犊。
Because these children of God worship the gold calf.
这件事情使得耶和华神非常不喜悦。
So this caused God to pour out His wrath upon them.
所以呢，就在三十三章，耶和华神就跟摩西有了这一段的对话。
So that this background led to the conversation between Moses and God, which is recorded in chapter 33.
刚才所念的经文，我要分成三个重点，我们来学习。
So the passage we just read, I can divide it into three important points.
头一个就是摩西在这里求的虽然是神的荣耀。
So the first thing is Moses and appearing, pray for the glory of God.
好像神的回答是给他我们的荣耀。
And as if God's reply is really transcend the glory that Moses asked for.
第二呢，这一段圣经就讲到什么是神的荣耀。
And the second point I try to illustrate is what is the glory of God?
第三个就是我们神怎么样答应摩西这一个奇特的祷告。
And lastly, I'm going to talk about how God replied, Moses' prayer to him.
那么我们来看头一个。
Let's ponder upon the first point.
头一个说到这段圣经好像神回答摩西的是说到神要给我们荣耀。
And it appears that God promised to give us His glory.
这个很稀奇的是呢，这个神是告诉百姓，应许他们说，在你们离开埃及这一路上，我要住在会幕中间。
So it's very wonderful that on their way of departing from Egypt, God promised His people that.I will in your midst.
I dwell in you. Right. 那么这就是西乃山。
So this is the Mount Sinai, as you see in the picture.
今年四月份我再一次有机会带弟兄姊妹去。
And last April, I had the opportunity to go to visit Mount Sinai.
那么耶和华神就是这个在山顶上面跟摩西相会。然后呢，他下山的时候看见这一个前面西乃山前面整个一大片的拉哈平原，几百万的犹太人以色列百姓在那里安营。
And according to the Bible, Moses and God have a conversation on the top of the mountain, while at the bottom of the mountain, the thousand upon thousand of Jewish people gathered together, singing and shouting.
那么原来这三十三章前面呢，从第一节第二节我们看。
So actually, prior to the passage we just read,
我们从第一节看见说，耶和华吩咐摩西说，我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要从这里往那地去。
So on outset of this passage, God promised His people, as recorded in the Bible, that according to the Bible, God will promise to Moses to lead their people get out of Egypt.
他说第二节说，我要差遣使者在你前面，撵出迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人。
And the second verse, it says, God will drive out all the Canaanites, all the Perizzites.And all the ungodly people before you.
很稀奇的是，你如果看下去第三节。
So when you go to verse 3,
领你到那流奶与蜜之地。
And I will lead you to the land flowing with milk and honey.
他翻得快了一点。因为圣经说，我自己不同你们去上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓。
And God said to them, I'm not going to go with you because you are stiff-necked people.
恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
So if I go with you, I may pour out my wrath and execute you.
但是神在这里却应许说，这个我要差遣我的使者领你们去。
But God said, okay, I don't go with you, but I will send my angels go with you.
啊，你们到那里去能够打败那一地啊的这个迦南七族的人。
And God promised that you may proclaim victory over the Canaanites and all the heathens.
你们会有军事上的成功。
And you will have a military victory.
你们会有政治上的力量。
You will have a political powerless.
而且这一块地呢，流奶与蜜啊，让你们经济上面繁荣。
And also, this land is a land flowing with milk and honey, so you have an economic prosperity.
所以神应许给他们能力。
So God promised to empower them.
给他们财富。
And to give them wealth.
可神不跟他们去。
But God did not go with them.
啊，神不在他们的中间。
But God did not dwell among them.
很多人哈，如果他以认识神呐、啊，能带给他好处的话，听见神这样跟摩西所有的这一个交谈，会很高兴的。
So many people will be glad if God will promise them prosperity.
啊，这是一个梦寐以求的
一件事情。So this is a American dream.
啊，只要神给我成功。
So as long as God calls me to succeed.
啊，给我得胜。
Calls me to victory.
啊，给我繁荣。
And give me all the wealth that I want.
不需要常常啊麻烦神
，so I don't want to bother God
啊，不需要还要每个礼拜来做礼拜啊
，so I don't bother for me to go to church every week
啊，还要参加查经班呢
，or maybe join the Bible study group
啊，还要在教会里面服侍啊
，or maybe to serve God in the Bible or in the church
啊，好像基督徒的生活都是围绕着神来转
，so it seems that the life of Christians are revolve around God。
啊，这是许多人呢觉得说，哎呀，如果我做基督徒的话，啊，我如果在家里面啊，我可以做基督徒就好了。
So many people thought I am a Christian. I don't have to go to church. I just be a good Christian at home, and that should be enough.
神应许让我有能力，让我得财富，让我得胜。
Because God already promised me for power and wealth and health.
可是摩西在这里对着神所有的应许却不领情。
So when Moses asked God, and God doesn't seem to be acceptable to his request.
摩西是想说，神啊，如果你不跟我们去的话
，But Moses said, if you're not going with me,
那你可以留住你的能力。
Then I don't need your power.
留住你的财富。
You can keep your wealth.
留住你的所有的。
You can keep everything.
啊。他说神呢、啊、我不要啊这一切。
So Moses said, I do not want these things.
作为我的记号。
And as a sign.
作为我的身份。
As my identity.、
啊、作为我的地位。
As my position.
啊这个世界上面如果呢我们觉得我们如果有富很有财富有权利那么有这些的得胜我们呢就是 somebody。
So in this world, if we have a power, we have the wealth, we have position, then we are somebody.
但是摩西说我不要。
But Moses said, I don't want these material things.
你他在这里求什么呢
？So what did Moses really ask for?
你发觉说他这里求这件事情。
So you discover in the Bible, Moses asked for something which are extraordinary.
求荣耀。
He asked for glory from God.
啊，能够看见神的荣耀。
So he asked for the opportunity to.See God's glory.
什么叫做荣耀呢
Now, what does it mean by glory?
荣耀这个词在希伯来文就是 kabod.
So in the Hebrew, the word glory means kabod.
啊，它就是有重量啊 ，weightiness 的意思。
That means something which are weighty.
啊，很看我的翻译出来了啊，牢固
，and
solidarity
and steadfast.
啊，还有呢，它很有很实际。
And then very substantial.
啊，它也可以翻译成很重要。
And also can be translated as importance.
可以翻译成有意义，重大的意义。
Or maybe significant.
啊，那么这个英文字里头呢，能够跟这个荣耀啊，原文的字呢，能够相近的，能相结合的，就是 matter 这个字。
So the English word that can closely match to the original Hebrew glory is.The word matter.
Matter 就是有分量。
Matter means weighty.
啊，就是算数。
That means it counts for something.
这个 matter 这个字一面是指着物质的重量。
So the matter on one hand point to the weight of a material things.
很有分量。
And also that means importance, significance.
那么这个 matter 这个字呢也有重大的意义。
And matter
重要的意思
also means important significance.
事实上你跟我我们活着我们的生活中间呢不能够离开荣耀这件事情。
So actually, you and I, when we live on this earth, we cannot depart from the thing glory.
我们都在那里追求我今天说的话我今天努力做的事算数有分量。
So we're mindful of what we see and what we do, and we want to be weighty.
有的人追求在他们的艺术上面能够有所表现人
能
够来称赞。
So many people want to build their identity on their artistic achievement.
有的人在那里追求在政治上面他们能够有荣耀。
So people want to be famous in political arena.
财务上面有荣耀。
Or maybe in wealth.
大家都在追求卓越。
So every people want to pursue excellence.
你努力你工作的时候人要盼望别人的说嘿、hey, 你不错啊你很行啊。
So in your workplace, you wish people to praise you that you are able, you are somebody.
我读过你的写的东西、哎、很棒啊。
I have read your paper, it's very unique.、Excellent.
我听过你的音乐的作品很好听啊。
I heard the music that you wrote is very good.
我们到处找呢找人就要雇你雇用你。
So we seek all the places and hoping that people can hire you.
你在你的专业上面很棒。
Maybe you're very excellent in your profession.
你看见吗？这叫做荣耀。
No, this is what our way of defining glory.
你说圣经里面不是告诉我们要舍己吗？
But did the Bible tell us?
不是告诉我们要谦卑吗？
To be humble?
那么你说这个在这里这个字荣耀这个字如果是这样理解什么意思呢？
So if the word glory is explained inThe way the Hebrew explains, what does it really mean?
是不是这个人呢、啊、很自我、啊、很 ego, ego 很大。
So does mean this person is very egoistic?
其实你看见说摩西在这里求的神啊求你把你的荣耀让我们看见。
So Moses prayed to God, God please show your glory to me.
荣耀的意思就是有分量就是算数。
So glory,means weighty and means important, means it counts for something.
如果你去公司里面在那里工作今天开会的时候你没有去。
So if today you supposed to go to a conference in your company and you did not go.
那么有人后来遇见你就说嘿、hey, 今天开会你怎么没有来啊
And then people said, wow, I didn't see you.
大家在想念你。
And everybody just looking for you.
大家爱护你。
And everybody thought you are very important. Why not show up?
我们就觉得很有分量。
Then we think we are important.
这个不是自我很大。
So this is not a self-aggrandizement.
你不能够没有荣耀活着。
So you cannot live without glory.
你听过有人这么讲吗？
So have you heard people say it in this way?
我算不了什么了。
So I don't mean anything.
我在大家面前算不了什么了。
So I'm a nothing in front of you.
我做的事情人都看都算不了什么。
So everything I do and you can do also.
人甚至觉得说我这个人不存在。
So you can just count me as if I am not exist.
小心啊，当有人这样跟你说的时候。
But be careful if people say such humble words before you.
很危险的。
That is very dangerous.
他不是谦卑啊，他翻译是谦卑，其实他讲的话不是那个谦卑。
And actually, is a false humility.
他可能取去自己的生命。
Maybe he tried to be humble.
He may take his own life because he feels that meaningless. Nobody cares. Nobody thinks I'm important.
So maybe he is at the verge of committing suicide.
Yeah, 这是常常那些这个要自杀的人呢、他们之前就觉得说，没有这个也不成功，那个也不成功，都，我没有用，我没有用。
So those who are about to commit suicide is have a very low self-esteem.And I'm not useful. I'm nobody. I have no meaning.
摩西起先要求神跟他一起去，耶和华神跟他一起进到迦南美地去。
Moses originally made a request to God that want God go with him to Canaan.
他 没有很高兴。
And he was very happy.
神应许他，你会得胜。
And God promised him that you will proclaim victory over your enemies.
你会有财富。
And you will be wealthy.
你会有军事上的成功。
You will have a political success.
摩西对耶和华说，如果神你不跟我们去。
But Moses said, if you don't go with me,
所有的这一切都不算数。
Then all these things mean nothing to me.
都没有分量。
And because they have no weight.
因为所有的荣耀如果不是神的荣耀。
Because all this glory, had it not been for God's glory,
不是神亲自跟人同在的话。
Had it not been for your presence,
不是神的爱跟我们同在的话。
Had it not been your love for us,
人中间所有的荣耀都会消失的。
Then all this human glory will disappear.
都会走的。
It will fade away.
如果你以你的工作上面的成功为你的荣耀，为你的分
量。So if your identity is built on your professional achievement as your glory.
啊，尤其是我们中国人呢，这个非常努力工作。
And especially we Chinese and we work hard.
啊，放假了，大家回去休息了，他还在公司里面呢，这个实验室里面还在努力。
And even during the weekend or vacation, they still go back to the laboratory in your company.
过度的工作疲劳啊，可能会工作会把你吞吃了。
So excessive exertion on your energy will cause you to be too tired.
我们人不是机器。
Because we are not machine.
神六天创造我们，叫我们要工作。
And God doesn't mean to make us to work 7 days a week.
有一天要我们休息。
And God meant that we got to rest for one day in a week.
我们不能够每一天每一天都工作。
So we're not able to work just every day, day by day.
神要我们要休息，要我们来知道我们的生活中间神是在我们生活的中心。
And God wants us to rest.
有的人
God wants us to realize that God Himself is the center of our life.
如果你追求爱呢？
If you pursue love,
那很好。
Love is a good thing, right?
如果你认为你有人爱你，就有分量了。
So if you feel that you are beloved, then you think you're important.
就觉得说你很真实了。
Maybe I am very substantial.
那么你就把这个很重的一个担子加在那一个你觉得要他爱你的那个人身上。
And in doing so, you're putting a very heavy burden to the one you wish him or her to love you.
他不能够随便说话。
So he cannot just recklessly say anything.
他不能够随便表情让你不高兴啊。
And he should not express any way that cause you to be unhappy.
你觉得说你爱我啊，我被你，我就觉得我很行，我就觉得我很棒。
You love me because I'm able, I'm good.
啊，你在把更重的担子加在那个人身上。
And by doing so, you put heavier burden upon this person.
看看摩西。
And look at Moses.
摩西说：“耶和华神呐，你不跟我们同去，就不要打发我们去。”
And Moses said, "If you don't go with me, God, then I don't go."
你所应许的那些神呐，你留着你自己。
So whatever you promise me with your absence,
把成功留给你自己。
Reserve for yourself.
把金牌留给你自己。
Maybe all these medals, I don't want it.
那是他对着神起先给他的说，我虽然不跟你们去呢，可是你们会成功，你们会有财富，你们会得胜啊。摩西不要这些。
And God said, "You can have all this, worldly, goods, and without my presence." But Moses, reject this offer.
那我们现在来看看第二方面。
Let's look at the second aspect of this passage.
第二方面就是神的荣耀。
Now we talk about the glory of God.
刚才我们说神的荣耀啊，是摩西在这里向神所求的。
So we just mentioned that the glory of God is the thing that Moses asked for.
那么我们知道神应许摩西说，我会住在会幕的至圣所里面。
And God promised Moses that he will dwell in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle.
我们知道这个至圣所呢是幕幔啊，重重的把它包起来的。
So we know that this place of Holy of Holiness And is separated by layer upon layers of curtains.
那么神的荣耀是幕幔所挡住在幕幔后面的。
So God's glory was blocked by the curtain.
但是神这里跟摩西的对话里，摩西在求说神呐、啊，我要把幕幔打开，我要看见你的荣耀。
And then actually Moses talked to God. Is in effect, he said, "I want to you to remove this curtain so that I can see you face to face and see your glory."
那摩西为什么要求看神的荣耀
？Why Moses want to see the glory of God？
那如果我们知道神是爱的话
，So if you know that God is love，
我们知道我们需要他的爱
，And then we know that we need God's love。
神的爱会给我他的怜悯
，So God will give us love and mercy。
因为我们是有罪的
，So because we are sinners，
我们看见神是有能力的
，But we on the other hand we see God is mighty。
我们知道我们需要他
，So we know that we need God。
我们需要神加给我们能力。
So we need God to enable us.
因为我们知道平常呢，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
So because we know that even though we want to do good, but we are not able to do so.
那是保罗真实的这个承认。
And this is Paul's genuine expression of himself.
他承认他是软弱的。
And he admitted that he was weak.
我相信我们也是一样，在神的面前诚实的话，我们会发现说我们不是那么好。
So in the same way, if we are really true to ourselves, we will discover that we are not that good.
我们需要神纯全良善的生命充满在我们里面。
We need God's good and merciful life to fill us.
我们看见神是满了智慧的。
So we know that God filled with wisdom.
我们需要他给我们的辅导。
So we need his counseling.
我们看见神的能力。
We see God's power.
知道我们的软弱。
Because he knew our weakness.
我们看见神的爱。
We see God's love.
知道我们是有罪的。
And knowing that we are sinner.
我们需要他的怜悯。
So we need his mercy.
我们对着神的认识，就好像跟神呢求的时候呢，神呢，你给我这个，你给我那个。
The way we understand God is in the level of asking God, give me this and give me that.
神是我们的目的呢，还是神是我们得着我们所要的手段呢
？Is God our aim or our instrumentation？
我们发觉，很多时候好像神是我们的 means， 不是神是我们的 goal。
So many times we thought God is our means, not our aim。
那摩西在这里求的是神呐、啊，我要看见你的荣耀。
But what Moses asked for is He want to see the glory of God.
我要看见你的分量。
I want to see your weight.
那就是说，神啊，我要看见你的自己。
In other words, Moses want to see God himself personally.
我要看见你的美丽。
I want to see your beauty.
什么是美丽呢
？Now, what does beauty mean?
在这里，我有这个从英文找到的对着这个节这个美丽啊这个词啊。我把它这句话把它摘下来。他说 ：“Experience beauty which direct to an object without determine its purpose and leads to an immediate positive sense of the meaningful of your existence.”
So the words up there is a poetic form of describing what beauty is all about.
这个是哲学上面呢去形容什么叫做美丽。
So they try to.Try to describe beauty from a philosophical point of view.
你经历美丽的引导，你到了一个目的，可是你目标，可是他，你不为这个美丽的自己设定一个目的。
So if you experience the guidance of love, and you reach a point, if the point is not what you want, then this beauty may mean not much to you.
有点悬哈。
So it sounds very mysterious.
所以这是我不喜欢读哲学的原因。
So this is why I don't want to learn philosophy.
这个其实呢，什么意思呢
？Now what does it mean?
你当你喜悦看见的东西
，So if you delight to see something,
你看见它了
，So once you see this object,
你就喜悦
，Then.Your heart is, complete.
不是看见它了，引你到另外一个目的、另外一个东西那里去。
It does not mean that you want to see this object in order that this object may lead you to somewhere else.
你就是喜欢 看见它。
You want to see the object which you put your love in.
我给你们打个比方，盼望能帮助你能够明白。
So let me explain to you.
比方说呢，一个人订婚了。
For example, a person engaged to a young lady.
他很兴奋。
So he was so excited.
订婚了要结婚了。
So engagement is one step before getting married.
可是在他订婚的这段时间里头啊。
But during this time before the marriage.
这个比方说是这个女的，她的家里面呢，给了她一笔钱。
Or maybe the bride to be, his family gave him a dowry.
然后她决定去投资。
And then she decided to use this money to invest.
结果呢是个很烂的投资。
But the investment was bad.
血本无回啊。
So it lost all the capitals.
这个女的就告诉她的未婚夫了。
And then the lady told the husband to be.
告诉她说，哎呀，那笔钱呢，现在呢，收都收不回来了。
So even though my parents give me this sum of money as a dowry, but I lost them all. Sorry.
那个未婚夫说，如果是那样的话，那我们就忘记我们的婚礼吧。
So if the fiancé said, well, this is the case, then why not we just forget about our wedding?
两个人相爱原来是看见美丽的，看见爱，好爱的，这就是他们的，应当是他们的目的，没有想到这个。
So you see, at the beginning, this young man and the young woman love one another because they see a very beautiful picture of love.
原来这个男的喜欢这个女的背后有一个其他的目的。
Wow, actually, they found out this man loved this lady have a different motivation.
他跟他说，你不是爱我，你是爱我家里的钱。
And then the lady realized that you not really love me, you just love my money.
我只是你达到目的的凭借手段。
And I am nothing but a means to achieve your goal.
你所爱的不是我，是爱的是钱。
So therefore, your love is not me.But my money.
所以我们为什么来亲近神？
Now why we are delighted to approach God?
我们也许觉得说我们来敬拜神，我们来认识神，读他的话。
Maybe we come to worship him and serve him and read his words.
试着做一个好人。
And try to be a good person.
如果是这样的话呢？
Now if this is your purpose,
那么这个病或者这个遭遇。不应当临到我的身上。
Maybe I love God because hoping that God doesn't cause me to have this kind of sickness or this kind of trouble.
常常很多弟兄姊妹经历苦难。
So many times our brothers and sisters endure suffering.
觉得说为什么是我？
And they ask why me?
为什么是我要受苦？
Why I have to suffer?
我不是很虔诚吗？
Did I serve you? Did I tithing?
我不是对着你很忠心吗？
Did I loyal to you?
我不是每个礼拜都来参加礼拜吗？
Did I come to church every Sunday without ceasing?
那么问题是，我们要的敬拜的认识的是神自己呢，还是认识神为了达到另外一个目的？
So the question that we ought to ask ourselves, are we seeking God or God's blessing?
摩西说，如果我看见的神的美丽，
Moses said,If I can see the beauty of God,
不论我的祷告得不着答应，
then my prayer will be answered.
只要他的同在，
as long as his presence,
只要看见他自己，
as long as he gave me himself,
只要享受他，
and I would like to enjoy himself,
那就是我最大的喜乐。
And this is my greatest joy and delight.
我们发觉说这个这就是刚才那个这句话的意思。
And this is what we mean.
那么你看见这个美丽的景色。
So when we have this the picture and perspective about the beauty.
这里有山，这里有水。
And you can see the beautiful mountain and the creek.
对不起啊，因为这个电脑呢不能直接连到这个线上面，所以我这边还要操作，有时候讲了这边还没有出来，我的已经出来了，他还没出来。
So they say you know, light need time to travel, okay?
你看见这个美丽的钻石。
So you can see this beautiful diamond. How many carats? I don't know.
你
very big.
你也看见无际的这个星空。
And you can see this limitless universe.
啊，你也看见这里美丽的高山。
And you can see the beautiful mountain. 啊，
你的这个感觉是什么？
So what is your perception? What is your feeling looking at the awesome creation?
啊，这些的美丽。
And all these beauties.
你就是喜欢，就是享受。
And I would like to enjoy them.
啊，不是为着享受这一些，带我到另外一个目的上去。
And it's not because I, in the process of enjoying these things, and lead me to other purpose.
哈佛大学的一个叫 Eileen Scarry 的一个人。
So there's a person by the name of Irene in the Harvard University.
啊，他说了这段话。
And he said this in the English.
啊，他说 ，When you are in the presence of the beautiful, your soul finds it kind of resting, and you get this sense of overwhelming meaningfulness that so satisfies the soul that it pushes you out of yourself.You no longer self-absorbed of all your problems, your needs. You just want to love people. 我把它翻成中文，啊，我来把它很快的重复一下。当你在美丽的面前，你的魂发现它是一种的安息，你得到这种压倒性的意义的感觉，以至于你如此满足，使你到忘我的境界。你不再自我吸收你所有的问题，啊，吸收你的需要，你只想到。我要怎么样去爱人，啊，这就是这个里面呢，啊，我们刚才看见，啊，海大海的美丽。
So we can see the beauty of the ocean.
看见钻石的美丽。
So the beauty of the diamond.
我们看见这些各样的神所造的万物的美丽，都说出神他自己是一位爱美的神。
So the sublimity of the universeIndicating our God is a loving God.
当我们真的看见这个背后这么样的 awesome, 这么样的美丽的时候呢，我们里面所想的就是把我们自己完全倒在这个美丽中间。
And we realize behind all this beauty and awesomeness is God. Then we become selfless.
我们在那里想到原来神这样的伟大。
And then we said to ourselves,How great thou art!
神这样的美丽。
So how beautiful you are, God!
所以从他的美丽、他的伟大中创出这么伟大的山，
so、
创出这么美丽的景色。
His beauty and from his greatness, he created all these beautiful things.
啊，想到神的一切的丰盛美丽，啊，他就能够看见这些，他就觉得满足了。
So considering the bounty and the beauty of God, then my heart is satisfied.
因为宇宙中间只有神是最有分量的。
Because in this whole universe, only God is weighty enough for us to worship.
你看看高山，看看大海，看看星空，你发觉人多渺小。
If look at the mountain, look at the ocean, and look at all the things and the starry host, and you realize how insignificant is man.
这些的美丽继续发光。
All this beauty continue to emit light.
可是你和我有一天要走。
But you and I one day will depart from this physical world.
我们比起这些来，我们何等软弱，何等有限。
So when we compare with God's creation, how weak and how insignificant and how small we are.
有人爱好不好啊？
People admire magnificence.
啊，有人爱好不好这件事情？
AndLove itself is a good.
当然是好啊。
Oh, of course, it's a good thing.
工作上面能有成功，好不好啊
？So have achievement in your profession is a good.
那也是很好的。我们
And I think this is very good.
努力有成果，对不对
？So of course you have to work hard, and then you have some result. It's a good thing.
可是这些事情如果没有神在中间
，But if all these things, good things, apart from God,
何等有限
？So how limited are?
何等短暂
！And how brief are they?
神的荣耀
，God's glory is our aim.
神的分量
，And God's weight is our purpose.
神是所有的东西中间最值得、最有分量的，是我们应当来敬拜、应当来喜悦、来看看他的美丽的。
And among all things, God is the only thing that weighty enough for us to worship Him, to for us to render our service to him.
摩西说神啊把你的荣耀让我看一看。
And Moses said, God, show me your glory.
神说不行。
And God said, no, I cannot.
哎，很稀奇哦，刚才这个所读的圣经哈，这个我们看一看。33章第3节，领你到，我领你到，我的使者领你到流奶与蜜之地，我自己不同你上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
And God said, this merciful God said, and I will send angels before you and to drive all the enemies and give you victory, but I'm not going to go with you.
你有没有发觉神跟摩西的讲话，神的话很奇怪啊。
So do you think there's some contradiction right there?
你看这个英文的圣经的里面呢，就讲说because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way.
So the Bible says, the reason I'm not going with you because you are stiff-necked people. If I go with you, I cannot help but execute you right there because you are sinner.
注意这个 might 这个字。
Pay attention on the word might.
中文翻译说恐怕。
And might means less.
难道神还不知道他要不要灭，要不要杀，要不要做他的事情吗？
So does not mean that God doesn't know whether he should execute his people or not, and he has putting a condition right there.
摩西求的是我看一看你的荣耀我就够了。
And what Moses asked is to see the glory of God.
神有没有答应他呢？
And did God really answer his prayer?
神说我不跟你们去，恐怕我会在路上灭绝你们。
But God's answer is totally different. He said, I don't go with you because if I did, I may execute you.
当然神不是字面上说我来杀以色列百姓。
And of course, God doesn't really mean that use his hand to kill his people.
那是一个象征的说法。
It is a symbolically speaking,
因为人跟神中间的这个人跟神的本质啊是不相容的。
Because the essence of man and the essence of God are not compatible.
你不能把交流跟直流放在一起。
And you cannot put in alternate current and a direct current together.
你不能把酸和碱放在一起。
And you cannot put acid and alkali together.
你不能把水跟火放在一起。
And water and fire cannot mix together.
本质上不相容的。
Because the essence are quite different.
Are opposite. 一个一定把另外一个消灭了。
If you put together, one will swallow up the other.
大的一定把小的吞吃了。
And the big one will swallow the small one.
比方说呢，你有一小把火。
For example, you have a little bit small fire.
这个一大桶水来呢，就把这一小把火呢，就把它
熄灭了。And you have a huge bucket of water, and you will extinguish the fire.
反过来，如果你有一大把火
，and for example, if you have a lot of fire,
滴几滴水在这个火上面。
So if you just drop a couple drop of water, it just evaporate.
这个水就蒸发了。
And then the water just disappear. The fire is still there.
如果你和我来到这位无限尊贵、无限圣洁的神面前
，So just imagine if you and I come to the presence of this unlimited glory, unlimited mighty God，
人在这位圣洁的神面前一定被毁灭。
Then before the holy God, we will swallow up, we will devour by him。
所以神说我不能跟你们去。
So therefore, God。I will have his mercy said, I'm not going with you.
恐怕我会灭绝你们。
Because I may swallow you up.
那么现在呢，我们就来看到第三方面。
So let's go to the third point that I'm trying to deliver tonight.
他的祷告怎么样得到答应？
So how Moses' prayer was answered by God?
这个神说我不跟你去。
And God said, I'm not going with you.
摩西没有说好了，神啊，你不跟我去，我就走了。
So Moses then said, okay, since you not promised to go with me, and then bye bye, I'm going.
他在那里求神呢，你给我看见你的荣耀。
And he continued to ask God to show his glory.
那么神说呢，你不能够看见我的荣耀。
So God said, you are not able to see my glory.
神说看啊，在我这里有一个地方。
So God said, here, there's a place nearby.
啊, 你要站在磐石上,
and there's a rock right there, and I ask you to stand
我的荣耀经, there. 我的荣耀经过的时候,
so when my glory pass over you,
啊, 我必把你放在磐石的穴中,
and I will put you inside the cleft of the rock.
用我的手来遮掩你,
and I will use my hand to block your sight.
啊, 登我过去,
so until my glory pass over you, over you.
然后我要把我的手收回来,
then I will withdraw my hand.
你就得见我的背,
in order that you may see my back, but you will never see my face.
所以这就是那个图画,
so this is what this picture.
啊, 摩西躲在这个岩石的穴中,
so Moses was hidden in the cleft of the rock.
啊, 神的荣耀从他面前经过,
and then God's glory passed by him.
啊, 他不能看见神的面,
he was not able to see God face to face.
只能看见神的背后,
and only see the back of the God.
啊, 原来没有一个人看见神的脸啊, 圣洁如烈火一样能够存活的,
because no one can see the devouring fire of God's glory and still survive.
啊, 那么神说你只能看见我的背,
so God said, you can only see my back.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
我们看看 34章第5节第6节,
and then we go to chapter 33 verse 5 and 6.
34章5节,
34,
yeah. 耶和华在云中降临和摩西一同站在那里宣告耶和华的名耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实.
So it says that the Lord descended on a cloud to Mount Sinai, and then he proclaimed, I am Jehovah. And Moses stood there side by side with God, and God continued to say, I am the Lord of compassion and gracious, and the God who is slow to anger, abundant in love and faithfulness.
啊, 摩西听见很高兴,
and Moses was very happy.
啊, 神是一个慈爱的神,
and God is a loving God.
啊, 不轻易发怒的,
and he was slow to anger.
啊, 那继续听一听看,
and then you continue to listen.
啊, 第七节, 第八节,
and then verse 7 and verse 8.
为千万人存留慈爱, 赦免罪孽, 过犯和罪恶,
and God said, I will maintain love to thousands upon thousands of people, and I will forgive wickedness and rebellion and sin.
万不以有罪的为无罪, 必追讨他的罪, 自负及子, 直到三四代.
I will not consider the guilty guiltless, and I will punish the father who committed sin down to third and fourth generations.
注意这个英文字呢, 中文说万不以, 英文就是 yet.
And the English said, yet,
啊,
I, God will not leave the guilty unpunished.
前面一节说我是, 有恩惠, 有怜悯, 有慈爱, 啊, 这个, 这个, 为千万人存留, 赦免罪孽的, 那底下呢, 万不以, 你发觉说这是一个对照。
So do you see the stark contrast? Did God just said that he maintained love to thousands of people, and then forgive wickedness and rebellion and sin? And then he said, yet I will not not punish those who are guilty.
你看见在这里有个矛盾,
and do you see a paradox right there?
啊, 这个是, 神呢, 是慈爱的,
God is loving and merciful.
所以呢, 他就爱所有的人,
and therefore he loved all the people.
啊, 那另外一面, 神又是公义的,
but on the other hand, God is righteous.
神不能爱所有每一个人,
God loved everyone.
那是因为他公义的,
but on the other hand, he was righteousness, and men are sinful. How could he love these people?
你看看这里的矛盾了吗?
Do you see the contradiction right there?
啊, 一面看见神的良善,
on one hand, we see God's goodness,
神的慈爱,
and his mercifulness,
啊, 神的荣耀,
and his glory,
神的美丽,
and his beauty.
另外一方面, 神又是一位公义的神,
God is a just God.
所以神说你不能看见我的面,
so therefore God said, you must not see my face.
你只能看见我的背,
you can only see my back.
啊, 所以, 神没有把他 全部的荣耀啊, 整个的打开来让摩西看见。
So God did not open up all his glory and reveal it to Moses.
他只看见神的背。
He only see the portion of God's glory.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，你知道我们的福气吗？
Do you know how blessed we are?
摩西没有看见神的脸。
And Moses did not see the face of God.
他只看见神的背。
And only God's back.
可是圣经告诉我们说，在今天信靠耶稣基督的人，我们比摩西更有福。
But the Bible said that today we believe in Jesus Christ, we are more blessed than Moses.
约翰说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣耀，正是父独生子的荣耀。
And John said, the word is God, and this word dwell among us, and we saw God's glory in person.
We have seen His glory.
We have already seen His glory.
摩西看不见的。
But Moses did not.
我们看见了。
We do.
神他的本性跟我们人的这个罪性是本相不相容的。
So God's nature and our sinful nature are not compatible.
我们有罪的人不能看见这位圣洁的神。
So we sinful people cannot see God's face.
如果看见了神，我们一定是灭亡的。
If we see God's face, we must die.
那是他的公义。
That is the aspect of God'srighteousness.
但神又是慈爱。
But on the other hand, God is merciful and loving.
那么这两个矛盾怎么解决呢？
So how do we reconcile these contradictions?
这两个矛盾我们发觉就是在耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候就解决了。
Oh, we discover this contradiction was resolved when Jesus was hung on the cross.
他在十字架上面就说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
On the cross, our LordExclaim, Lord, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me?
为什么你转脸不看我？
Why you turn your face around, away from me?
当神看见所全世界人的罪都归在耶稣基督一个人身上的时候，
As our Father see all the sins of mankind focus, converge onto Jesus,
神不看他。
And God have no choice.But took his sight away from Jesus.
在神的眼光中，耶稣这个时候不算数。
So in the sight of our heavenly Father, at that moment while he was on the cross, Jesus means nothing to him.
是他要被神放弃。
He was forsaken.
耶稣基督为着你和我能够看见神的荣耀。
So for the sake of you and me,Jesus sacrificed himself so that we can see the glory of God.
让我们的生命，因为有耶稣基督神给我们的生命，我们能在神面前所有做的一切都算数，都有分量。
So by virtue of the resurrected life of Jesus, which is in us, what we do, what we say, what we act, what we walk, means something to God.
神说我们在地上因为活在他的同在的里面，我们所做的是为了荣耀他而活。
So God said, while we're living on this earth, our purpose, our aim is to glorify him.
让人看见说他算数，他有分量。
So when people see his children, he will see God.
你们中间不是有短宣队吗？
So we just heard that you have a short-term missionary among yourself.
这个夏天大家放假的时候，这些弟兄姊妹们他们可以去旅行啊，游山啊，玩水啊。
So this is summer vacation. No school, nothing to do. They can go to some beautiful place to travel.
为什么他们跑出去？
Now why they go to China?
从来没有去过的地方。
And to the place where they have never been.
也许去那里吃的东西会拉肚子。
And I imagine that the food and the living condition is not compatible to their ordinary life.
几年以前我跟我的妻子我们去宣教。
So a few years ago, my wife and I went to a missionary trip.
已经这个去了好几个地方。
So we travel many places.
后来来到一个乡下。
So eventually we came to a village.
那天晚上我太太上吐下泻。
So I remember that night my wife having a stomach problem.
因为知道说那是乡下。
And we know that those are the rural area.
那个河里面洗菜用那个水。
So because they wash the vegetable with the water flowing in the in the river.
啊，家里所有的排泄东西也丢在水里面。
And then the sewer also dumped into the same river.
啊，所以这个我们在美国的胃到中国去实在是没有办法受得了。
So this American stomach cannot stand all those filthiness.
如果不是耶稣基督的荣耀，这些弟兄姊妹你们中间的为什么去短宣呢？
Had it not been for God's love and His glory, how could these brothers and sisters went to a remote place to proclaim the gospel?
因为在他们的心里面认为耶稣基督算数有分量。
Because in the members of our missionary team and their heart felt that Jesus means something to them.
耶稣基督在十字架上的时候经历神的眼中看他不算数。
So Jesus endured the forsakenness on the cross.
为的是让你和我在神面前，神看我们算数。
In order that you and I can reconcile with God, and then we become meaningful in the sight of God.
神在耶稣基督身上断不以无罪的啊，有罪的为无罪的。
Because God could not consider the guilt which upon Jesus.As guiltless.
我们所有人的罪都堆在耶稣身上。
Because all our sin has been heaped up on Jesus.
啊，到那个地步，神不能够忍受。
And up to the point that our heavenly Father could not stand.
神不能跟他再亲密。
So God could not come close to His Son.
那是神无限的公义。
This is an unlimited righteousness of our heavenly Father.
可是耶稣基督为我们受了这个刑罚。
But Jesus endured this suffering and punishment for our sake.
知道我们需要神的救恩
，and knowing that we need His salvation，
他在十字架上面向神祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”And therefore，
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
His last prayer on this earth is, "Father, forgive them, for they know not."
你看见神的公义和神的慈爱在耶稣基督身上得着了和谐。
So you see, now we can see God's righteousness and God's love and mercy converge.At the point which is the cross.
今天下午你来敬拜神。
And this evening, you come here to worship God.
你知道这位的神爱你。
And you know that this God loves you.
这位的神关心你。
And this God cares about you.
这位的神愿意你的生命在他的眼中，在他的手中算数。
And God wants your life count in His sight.
不是因为我们自己努力。
It's not because our endeavor.
不是与我们努力行善要达到神的标准。
And because not our merit or good deed.
我们永远没办法达到神的美
丽。And because there's no way we can reach the standard of God.
是耶稣基督把神的荣耀带到我们生命中来。
It's the work of Christ on the cross that bring glory to our midst.
所以最后我们看见保罗在哥林多后书第二章第三章第十八节这样告诉我们。
And therefore Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.Mention
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，荣光就是荣耀，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
So what Paul really meant is, since the curtain has been removed, we are able to see the glory of God, and then we are also reflect the glory of God. So it's a glory upon glory.
所以这是为什么你来聚会。
And this is why you come here to this sanctuary.
每一次来聚会，我们来看神的荣耀。
Because when you come here, we are going to see the glory of God.
看见神何等的爱我们。
So we try to learn how great His love is.
何等的怜悯我们。
And how merciful He is.
何等的愿意赦免我们的过犯。
And how much forgiveness He has given to us.
何等愿意加给我们。
And He would
能够行善的力量。
It's willingness to enable us to do good.
我们看见，我们看见呀，神这样的美丽。
The beauty of Christ.
我们被他吸引。
And then we are attracted by him.
所以每一次我们来见到主的时候。
So every time when we come and see his face.
我们就改变了。
And then my life transformed.
啊，这个老约翰最后在约翰一书三章二节这样告诉我们。
And Apostle.John on 3rd John tell us this.
Yeah, 1st John chapter 3.
1st John.
Yeah. 他说亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主如果显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
He said, "My beloved, and today we will see God's glory, but one day we will see Him, His true glory."
有一天我们要得见他的真体。
Because one day we can see the reality of God.
你喜不喜欢看见神的荣耀啊？
Do you want to see the glory of God?
喜欢啊。
Of course we want.
我们今天在肉身中间呢， 只能凭着信心呢。
So in our flesh, we can only see God's glory with our faith.
但有一天我们要亲眼看见神啊。
But one day we can see the reality of His embodiment.
摩西的祷告盼望。
So this is the wish of Moses' prayer.
也是我们每一个人的盼望。
It's also our wish.
我们的信心要变成眼见。
So our faith is larger than our sight.
信心要变成眼见。
And our sight will transform, and our faith will transform into our sight.
感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
这是神给我们宝贵的应许。
So this is the precious promise that God gave it to us.
这是神在他的话语中间亲自告诉我们的。
And through His words, God told us.
所以我们所敬拜的不是一个 光是看不见的摸不着的。
So the God we worship is not just an invisible God.
有一天我们都要跟他面对面。
But one day we are going to face to face with Him.
我们感谢主，让我们一同来。 借着祷告来为着这个神的应许来感谢他。
So let us pray and for the sake of His promise.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
And dear Lord, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你在创立世界以前就爱我们每一个人。
So we thank you that you love us even before the creation of the world.
你是荣耀的主。
You are the glorious God.
你是万有的主。
You are the God of the universe.
但是在你的心里面却有我们每一个人。
But in your heart, you know us by name.
你愿意我们也来与你亲近。
So may we have a wish to come to approach you.
你愿意我们来尝你的恩典。
And you want us to taste your blessing.
所以你来到世界上。
This is why you come to this earth.
你背负我们的重担。
You carry our burden.
你背负我们的罪恶。
And you carry our iniquities.
在十字架上面担当了我们所该受的刑罚。
And on the cross, you carry our burden and punishment.
在十字架上你把神的公义跟神的慈爱 能够彼此相遇。
And you manifest and converge God's righteousness and love.
所以我们今天可以成为蒙恩的人。
And this is why we are a person saved by grace.
我们能够成为神所爱的。
We become your beloved.
我们在耶稣基督身上看见神的美丽。
Because through Jesus Christ, we can see the beauty of God.
主啊, 愿你用你的美丽, 常常吸引我们。
May you use your beauty to attract us.
好叫我们看见你的美丽, 更加的改变, 向你的荣耀。
So that when we see your beauty, we're willing to change to resemble your likeness.
谢谢你下午与我们同在。
So we thank you for your presence.
愿你赐福来到你面前，听你话的每一个人来到你的面前。
May you bless each one of them who listen to your words.
愿主的话能够在我们的里面成为我们的吸引。
May the word become an attraction in our heart.
让我们知道我们比摩西更有福。
And we know that we are more blessed than Moses.
祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this with a thankful heart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.